What's up, everybody? Episode 3, baby.
Yeah, I
Here's your
know.
boy, Brian Polite, and I got Juice with me. What's up, Juice?
Woo! How's it going, guys?
Man, today we've got a pretty sick episode. What do you think, Jesus? Is it going to be sick or what?
We've been meaning to do this one actually for a while, but I think it was mostly waiting for me to catch up to in the anime, to be honest.
You're right. And it's not Dragon Ball Z.
Nope.
Because you might be thinking that because Jesus is wearing a Dragon Ball Z shirt. I got a Goku hat on.
Yep.
What are we talking about today, Jesus?
Well, we're talking about the best-selling manga in the history of ever. And it's not even close. Like, the next one is like 200 million off, I think, on volume
Holy crap.
sold. It is has over 969 chapters as of this recording, but it'll be 970 coming out tomorrow. And we have over 900 episodes as well of anime, over, what is it, 15 movies right now that we're sitting
Yeah,
at.
I think so.
And has its own, even has its own stores inside of Japan.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, there are literal stores about this topic. And it is the one, the only One Piece.
One base, baby. Boom.
Although, to be fair, I don't think anybody even knows what the One Piece is right now.
Who are you referring to, brother?
Everyone, except for Oda and the editor.
Oh. You mean the actual legit One Piece in
Yeah,
the
the
show One
actual One
Piece?
Piece. Well, I guess we should probably actually.
I thought you were referring to the show. I was like, what?
No. People know about the show, they just don't watch it because, you know, they think it's super long.
Yeah.
Which is fair, it's fair.
It's fair. 100%.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep. I mean, my sisters won't watch anything that's more than 100 episodes. So that like knocks out like every other shonen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
seriously.
But yeah,
Yeah.
so let's see. So obviously today's topic is One Piece, despite our merch that we're wearing right now. I just realized the only One Piece merch that I have is a Law hoodie.
What the heck? You have a Law hoodie?
Yeah, you can order them from China.
Wait,
Costs like.
hold up. Why do you have a Law hoodie?
Because that was going to be my Halloween costume.
Oh, for real? That's
Yeah,
cool.
man.
I was gonna be Luffy, but then I realized that instead of a six pack, I have 6 gallons of Hansa.
You could have been Water Luffy.
Whoa, chill, bro.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're right. You're right. I hope the people that watch One Piece understood that joke
If not, I'll
because I was.
throw up. Here's a picture for you guys right here, just in case
Okay.
you don't know what that is.
Sure. That looks just like me. Just add a beard. Bam. That's me, dude.
Yep. Basically, it's too bad if you're listening on the podcast. Just look up Water Luffy and it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. No, that was a good one. That was a good one. I liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it's true, dude. No, I just thought it was so random. Law hoodie, huh? That's
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. Yeah, speaking of which, it's like, yeah, I mean, I think Law is actually one of my favorite characters in the entire story. He does
He's
come
freaking
along.
cool.
But yeah. So, actually, and let me think.
But
So,
we'll talk about
ink.
that
Yeah,
later,
just a second. So, first of all, we have to talk about a few other things. Like, one, any new shows you're watching right now?
Oh, it's update time, is what you're saying.
Yep, it's update time.
Okay, boys and girls, sit back and relax because it's update time. So, let's see. Any new shows? No. Is
No.
that what you asked?
Yeah,
Yes, that
new
right?
shows or anything you're catching up with right now, or just the same as always?
Yeah, honestly, I want to say, let me see. I'm pretty sure maybe it'll occur to me while I'm talking, but I definitely watched the new episode of Haikyuu.
Of course, of course.
Oh, dude. Oh, just splendid, dude. Great episode. Like Hinata, I know you don't know who that is, but
Is he
Hinata is
the little
freaking.
orange-haired kid?
Okay, there you go. That's the
Okay.
guy. He is just killing it right now, dude. Like, and he's not even able to play right now because he's at a training camp that he wasn't even invited to. And he just kind of showed up. And so the coach made him the ball boy, but he's learning a ton of stuff. He's even helping other players. It's freaking a joy to watch, dude. I love it. I love it so much.
Dude, that's
And then
good to hear.
Kageyama, which is the other guy, he's at the all Japan boys youth training camp, like legit professional stuff, dude. And he is killing it and just meeting some crazy powerful characters. Oh man, great season so far. Great freaking season. Loving it.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, that is one of also another long-running shonen, I believe. I mean, how long has it been going on for?
Is Haikyuu considered a shonen?
Yeah, it's published in Weekly Shonen Jump.
What the freak? I thought shonen was only like battle stuff, like
No,
fighting.
that's Battle Shonen. So that started with like Dragon Ball and whatnot.
All right, so help me understand this better. Shonen is what?
Basically, it's directed towards, it's not necessarily a genre, it's more of a like a demographic. So because shonen actually means young man or young boy in Japanese. So like in the way that we have shoujo, which is for the girls or young girls.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like it's more of a demographic, but yeah, basically that's why you have Weekly Shonen Jump is mostly directed towards boys, even though they'll have all kinds of shows between like comedies and
So
battles and whatnot.
basically, it's like saying weekly boys anime
Yeah.
or guys anime compared to weekly girls anime.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, well, I did not know that. So there you go.
Yeah.
So there's Haikyuu, and
Okay.
then My Hero Academia. You know how
Okay.
that is, boy. Have you watched the new episode?
Not yet. I'm actually 2 weeks behind right now.
Right. Well, but you already know what happens, of course.
Yeah,
Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I am looking forward to it because it is actually one of my favorite parts in the manga, and I would like to hear like how the music sounds and whatnot, and
Dude,
especially
listen.
how they're conducting this festival arc.
Yeah. Well, right now in the show, in the anime, do you mind if I say anything or?
Nah, I mean, it's good, man.
Okay. Well, basically this week's episode was like Bakugo, Todoroki, Kami, and the Hurricane Kid. I totally forgot his name now.
That I like that. That's actually a much better name. But yeah,
Yeah,
we'll
I
call
forgot.
him Hurricane Kid. I was just calling him Wind Boy.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty lame, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just kidding. I think it's like Hyakuzawa, Hyakuza or something like that. I forgot.
Yeah, I think yeah, it was might have been something like that. If not, here's the correct name popping up right now.
Bam. That's what it is. I don't know how to pronounce
Yep.
it. So anyways, so them four are taking like the provisional like license exam or whatever.
Yeah, they have to do
And
the makeup test because they all
yeah.
failed.
Yes. And it's funny too. It's funny how like Cammy got into that exam in the first place, just because basically she didn't remember anything about the exam. And then they put her in the specific like training course with the kids, because basically they were like, yeah, we didn't think you were gonna be good at this, so we kind of wanted to see how you'd perform. And it's funny because like she started talking to the kids, and like She was just like, we just got to get them to like us, right? And then he like she like grabs a boy and like stuffs him between her boobs, and then like I think I don't know if it was a girl or a boy like grabbed her butt or whatever, because like you know she's like really good looking, and so
Yeah.
yeah, it was just really funny. And then all the little girls are like, stay away from her. She's no, stay away from her. She's
I
getting
think
all
they
the
were,
attention. We can't have that.
yeah, I think they were basically calling her a floozy at that point, if I
Yeah,
remember correctly.
it was really funny though. And then basically right now, Bakugo is about, well, all of them, but Bakugo is the one that initiated it. I love how he makes it into like a video game. He's like, okay, we have to find out who the boss is and take him out with like all the kids, because they're all like rambunctious, you know, like freaking like loud and like annoying and mean and just super annoying. And so
Dude, and their quirks are like insane.
dude, their quirks look super crazy, freaking powerful,
It's
bro.
like, I
For
think one
freaking
kid could turn
kids,
into a missile or something like that.
well, there's well, maybe it's the same kid you're talking about, but there's this kid that can like make like a cannon come out of his mouth
Oh,
and shoots.
yeah.
Dude, it looks way powerful. And then there's this other kid that can like make these like evil balls, like shadow balls, like looking things. I don't know, but they look like they have some insane quirks. And the teacher was saying like, these kids' problem is that they think that they're stronger than any heroes. Like they don't need heroes, you know, sort of thing. And so, yeah. So Bakugo basically is gonna beat the living crap out of some little turds, dude.
Well, I don't really
So
blame
they
them.
can
They
learn
are
their
really
place.
annoying.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Dude,
But I'm
yeah.
excited. It was a really good episode. But one thing I did like about this episode, sorry I'm talking about it so much,
Yeah.
that I think kind of stood out. I like Endeavor's little bit of character development that they're giving him. Like basically, you know, he's there with All Might. And he was there with Mike too, the Mike guy.
Yeah,
But the
President
Mike
Mike.
guy could, yeah, present Mike, and he couldn't sit still, so he went down and he started commentating. And so right now it's basically just All Might and Endeavor sitting in the bleachers. And Endeavor asks him, he's like, what does it mean to be the symbol of peace? Obviously he does it in like a pissed off way. And he
Yeah.
was saying to All Might, like, you know, crime rates have gone up 3%. I've been catching bad guys. I've been, you know, doing hero stuff more than I ever have, but I just can't seem to, like, you know, make it go down. So, like, tell me, like, what does it mean, sort of thing. And, like, I just love the fact that Endeavor has, like, basically, you know, humbled himself in a way
Yeah.
to the point where he is asking his greatest rival, his greatest nemesis, his greatest obstacle, you know, what to do, sort of thing. And I really, really, really like that a lot about his character, because, you know, everybody knows Endeavor is super hot-headed, very prideful, very, very powerful, but, you know, he's very, 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 very to him, like the way he is, he's that way, and nobody's gonna change him, you know. But like, I like this little bit of like character moment where he with where it shows that he wants to get better. You know what I mean? Like he's trying to actually get better. And so I really, really like that a lot, dude. And in terms, besides that, I have been slowly watching more One Piece episodes, which is our main topic.
Yeah.
Zoro just like messed up Hawkins, like, which was freaking awesome. And dude, let me just say this right now as a preview to what we're gonna talk about. The animation quality in the Wano arc, bro, is amazing, dude. I love the style, the freaking effects, the animation. Like, dude, Zoro, oh man, his fight with Hawkins was so sick, dude. So sick. But yeah, so those of you that are actually caught up to One Piece, No, you can probably tell that I'm like at least 10 episodes behind or so, maybe 15 or so. But yeah, dude, I'm getting there, and it's pretty amazing. But other than that, dude, I honestly don't think I've watched anything else. So your turn.
Oh yeah. So, I actually haven't had time to watch very many things either. The only shows, I guess I picked up a couple of shows. So I rewatched Promised Neverland.
Okay.
It's a pretty short one. It's about 12 episodes. So I rewatched that in the last few days with my
Cool.
sisters because they wanted to watch something a little bit darker. So I was like, here you go. It's a pretty good psychological thriller, I would say. They got some really smart kids in that one. It's like, I always forget. It's like they always had a plan to escape from their orphanage.
Oh, is this the newer one that came out with the little orange head kid?
Yeah, it came out last year, actually.
Oh, that's only 12 episodes?
Yeah.
I
But the
might have to
new
check that out.
Yeah, the new season, I think they said, is in fall. So season two will come out in fall, is what I think I want to remember, is what they were telling me about. But yeah, apart from that, let's see. I tried watching this one show. It was called Beyond the Boundary. I can tell you right now, the animation looks fantastic and everything. The only
Awesome.
problem is that when I was watching it, it's like, man, this reminds me a lot of Noragami.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was like, huh, this feels pretty similar for some reason.
Dude, that's a good show, dude. Noragami's super good.
And then I was like, huh, kind of want to go watch Noragami, even though I got bored of it after like five episodes.
Did you ever finish season one and two?
Nope.
Bro, dude,
Dude.
season two is amazing. That's
I
a
mean,
good show.
I guess I'll have to pick it back up at some point.
Bro, you should, because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The first season, for a while, it's like a pretty goofy show, you know?
Yeah.
But like, dude, then it starts getting like way more serious and like way more hardcore, and then you actually find out about like Yato's past and who he really is, dude. And let me tell you something, it's freaking good.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'll have to take a look at it again.
Dude, for real, you should. It's super good. And the animation, the effects, the art style, beautiful. Beautiful.
Alrighty. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Alright. Okay. So apart from that, let me think. Yeah, I haven't really been watching very much stuff. I just haven't had the time. Lots of homework. You know, lots and lots of homework.
Schoolboy.
Yep.
Doing his homework.
Yep. But yeah, let me think. I mean, there's not really much new news per se, except one thing that I will mention when we get into our topic. I mean, if we're all ready to go, I think it's about time.
Oh, sure. Hold up. Let's get some news up in here. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was do you have any news? Because I have one news thing, but it's related to the topic we're gonna talk about. Well, it's
Okay, then
related to talking about One Piece. Two?
maybe
One?
just one. I forgot. What you sent me, bro.
Yeah, that's
You
the thing I was
remember?
gonna tell you about.
Dragon Quest?
Oh, not Dragon Quest, the other thing.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking
Oh,
about
okay.
Dragon Quest.
Oh yeah. Okay, now I remember.
How could you forget
Dude, yeah, I
that
know. I
news
just
item?
texted you, what, like 2 days ago about that?
Yeah, dude. And I have been freaking out ever since because I didn't know. You go ahead and tell us, yes, Zeus, because I am too excited.
Okay, so recently I was looking at the what Netflix is gonna add, and then I saw a title that Brian was telling me about. It was, you know, as you already know, it's Dragon Quest, and it's actually a movie that they released over in Japan, but we never got here. So now we're gonna get it on Netflix, and yeah.
Let me ask you this though, because this rumor, okay, Dragon Ball Z was rumored to get on Netflix here in the United States, but that was actually false. It was for Mexico, right? Or something like that.
Oh,
Is
everything's
it?
in Mexico.
Yes, but let me ask, is this going to be the same thing? Is it actually coming to the United States?
No, this is a US release.
Dude, yes.
Yeah, I know, because I'll tell you what was really sad for me. So I saw that they were gonna add 30 Ghibli movies to Netflix if you live in
Oh
the
yeah, my
UK or
sister said.
Ireland.
What?
The UK and Ireland.
Stupid,
The British
stupid,
speaking people.
stupid,
So it's like,
stupid.
this is such a tease. It's like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, dude, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of these
It's
teases.
like, I just wanted to get the Ghibli movies on those easier to access
Dude, actually,
platform.
my sister actually sent me a, I think like a text message of the Studio Ghibli stuff coming to Netflix, and I was like, oh, cool, interesting. But
Yeah.
yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
Wrong
that
studio.
sucks, dude.
Wrong, if we lived in England, then we'd be okay, but we do not.
You're right. We live in the United States of America,
So yeah.
land of the
Unless
free.
you know how to use a VPN in order to make your computer think it's in England, we're not getting the Ghibli movies unless you get HBO Max.
That sucks, but you know what doesn't suck?
What?
Dragon Quest, your story coming to the US, brother. Let me tell you why I'm very excited about this.
Okay,
Because
go for it.
Dragon Quest Your Story is based off of Dragon Quest V, which is called Dragon Quest V, Hand of the Heavenly Bride. Basically, what the game is about is it's like there's three acts. The first act, you are like a child with your father traveling around the world. The second act, I'm not going to spoil anything, but the second act is you choosing a wife. And then there's in the original game, there's two choices, which is Bianca and Neda. In the DS version that came out, there's a third option, which is named Deborah, which she's not in this movie, in Dragon Quest Your Story. She's not in that movie, which is fine though, because she's like really mean and like a jerk, basically. So yeah, there's that. But and then the third act is basically you with your kids. Like I said, I'm not going to get into any details. I know kind of how the movie ends, so I'm also not going to spoil anything, but I am very excited about this because if you haven't been listening by now to any of our episodes or me talk, I freaking love Dragon Quest, dude.
Yeah, this guy loves Dragon Quest so much. I think he brings it up about once an episode.
Dude, I love Dragon Quest. What can I say?
It's okay.
So yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. So anyways, I think that was all that I remembered for news items, but it is different from what I was telling you about the anime that's coming out in fall. So
Okay.
not to confuse, this movie that's coming out is a movie that's already out in Japan. And then the anime that's coming out is directly from a manga of Dragon Quest, but that's coming out in fall. So,
And do you know if they're going to release it on like Crunchyroll, Funimation, or are we going to do the Netflix thing? Or they haven't announced
that,
anything yet?
yeah, I don't know. That, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but we'll keep you updated, people.
Okay, yeah, as soon as we find out, we will throw that in there. Either way,
Yes.
yeah, I mean, that's about it that I have for now.
Same here. Same here. Let's get into it. Let's get
All
into the
right,
main
let's get
topic.
into it. So, we are obviously talking about One Piece. It's the main topic today. So, in case you've been living under a rock in the anime world, you've probably heard of One Piece. Manga started back in August of 1997, guys. It's over nearly 23 years now.
Wow.
Well, I'm like, that means pretty much our whole lives there's been the One Piece manga, at least for the most part.
That's a long time.
Like we were saying, it's the best-selling manga series ever. Period. And it probably won't ever be surpassed unless somebody comes up with a much better story,
Yeah,
which is
we'll see.
very, very unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, I think the that speaks for itself because there's been so many amazing manga and anime that have come out since One Piece has been out, and nothing has been able to come close to it, dude.
Yeah, I think this last year was the first year that One Piece didn't sell the most volumes in a given year
Wow.
since, like, I think it's been like 10, 15 years. It actually got surpassed by the Demon Slayer manga for
Oh,
most
for real?
volumes sold. Yeah, I was really surprised too. I mean, I like the anime,
I
but
gotta watch that.
I was reading the manga, but I'm not a fan, not gonna lie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
Okay.
I mean, I thought the anime, they did a much better adaptation, surprisingly, and I think it's mostly due to the wonderful music that's provided in it and the amazing animation work by UFO Table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need to watch that show for real.
Yeah.
It's on my catalog.
Yeah, same thing with everything else that we always. Yeah, we're gonna get around to all these eventually.
We're gonna get around to it someday, my friend.
But yeah, so in other words though, yeah, One Piece is just, it's one of those things where you're like, you don't know if you don't want to get into it because just by the sheer number of volumes that it has, Oda has been working his butt off for who knows how long.
I
Probably
can't believe
conceiving the story. He thought it was only gonna last 5 years, guys. That he was gonna be writing stuff.
it's been like three times more or to four times more than that so far.
And we're getting close to the end, but the end is in probably another 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
And like I've said, before, it's like for me personally, I don't really realize, that like, getting into it, that it's hard because like I said, I've been watching this show since high school, which has been literally it's been 10 years since I've been in high school, more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, I've been watching this show for more than 10 years, dude. Like
Yeah, so that means you were in it
consistently.
at the halfway point right there.
Yeah, so yeah, dude. Freaking love this show, dude. Great show.
Yep. Dang. So, I mean, since we're already this far into it, I mean, so One Piece, if you don't know, is about a story of a boy named Luffy as he
Doofy,
adventures
doofy.
to become the Pirate King and find the One Piece, hopefully.
Whatever that
Yep. Yeah, that's
is.
one of the world's greatest mysteries.
It's funny because like, I've been watching this show for so long that like I forgot why it was called One Piece and like I forgot even what the heck they were doing, dude. You know what I mean? Like everything, I just see it. I honestly just see it as like an adventure with your bros out in the sea, beating people up, and getting stronger, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, oh yeah, that's right. They're searching for the One Piece. Duh.
I'm not
Well,
gonna lie though.
because also Luffy, like he never says like, oh yeah, we're searching for the One Piece. He always says, I'm gonna be the Pirate King. I'm gonna be the Pirate King,
Yeah.
And so like, I was just always like, oh yeah, he's gonna be the Pirate King, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like Luffy said when he asked or when Usopp asked Rayleigh, is the One Piece like a legit thing or not? Luffy straight up told him, it's like, no, shut your mouth. It's like, I don't want to know. It's about the adventure that we're going on. Whether or not it
Yeah.
exists is going to ruin it for me.
Oh man. That's a good mindset of having,
Yeah,
honestly.
so for him, it's like he wants to become the Pirate King. He just thinks, I guess, that the One Piece is more of a
Bonus.
goal, the end of the adventure.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, he sees it as like the end game, the end
Yeah,
goal.
the end goal eventually, but it's in order to become the Pirate King, because in order to become Pirate King, you need to find the One Piece.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, this mostly started because some guy named Gol D. Roger decided to be like, when he was about to die, he's like, "Well, if you guys want my treasure, I left it all on one island in the Grand Line." And oh
Which we
man.
didn't even know what that island was called until recently.
Well, not the real name.
Right.
Because
Right.
we've
There
been
you go.
pronouncing things like, because translation issues, man.
Well, I don't think it's so much translation issues because well, maybe. It's just the thing is, in Japanese, they don't have an R, you know? And so we pronounce it raftel. But they pronounce it daftel, daftel, laftel, almost with an L. But R doesn't exist. Even like Luffy's name, for example, they say doofy, doofy, like almost like a D sound. But
Yeah.
that's how you say that. That's how you say that character in Jap in Hiragana or like in Kana.
Yeah.
It's not pronounced. It's like a do. RU is ru. It's not even ru either. It's like lu. It's like. Yeah, it almost sounds like an L. It's like between an L and an R. But anyways, that's why there's these translation issues supposedly.
Yeah, and we could probably go on for hours about this, but we're going to leave it at that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, because so the a island where the One Piece is located, according to Roger, is Laugh Tale.
Yes.
And he named it Laugh Tale after when he landed there, he and his crew just laughed when they saw the treasure and what
Oh.
it was. Because technically the island didn't have a name beforehand, or if it did, it was lost to history. Yeah. So, spoilers for anybody who's not caught up with the manga, which.
Spoilers.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, there's so much to go over in so little time, guys. It's a very long story for a reason. But trust me,
Yeah.
it's all pretty important. But yeah, I mean, so do you have like a few characters that you absolutely just love watching, reading about?
From the Straw Hats Pirates or from like
Just in
any?
general. I mean, start with that with the Straw Hats and then other
Okay.
crews.
Yeah,
I would
that's a good
say
idea. I like
crews,
that.
Marines, or just normal characters. So yeah, go for it.
Right. From the Straw Hats, I think it's not Luffy for sure.
I don't,
Because
yeah.
like Luffy for me, dude, honestly, there's sometimes that like I just can't stand his personality. I'm just kind of like, dude, you're so dumb. It's like his stupidity is like appalling sometimes. I'm just like, oh my gosh, dude. Like when he's freaking in the cake arc when they fight, when they barely get there, he like gets poisoned from eating that poisoned fish that he knew was poisoned. And then he literally almost dies, bro. And then the freaking poison chick, Sanji's sister, has to come in and save him. But it's like there's so many moments like that where like this guy is literally on the verge of death, but he is so lucky that the exact thing to save him appears out of nowhere. But this happens all the time. So I think his devil fruit is not freaking the Gumu Gumu no Mi. It's freaking like the luck fruit, dude, because this guy, he is one lucky dude, bro. Yeah. But I would have to say, to keep my answer short, I would probably have to say Zoro.
Okay.
I freaking love Zoro, dude. He's also pretty dang oblivious and stupid, but like his thing is like he always gets lost with directions. And then his thing is also that he like drinks an obscene amount of alcohol. He just like drinks like a stupid, he just loves to drink. But he's also, he's just so cool, dude. He like, bro, his fights, dude. Oh, I'm thinking back to like old school when like he was fighting the Crocodile's number one guy, the sword guy
Yeah,
that he
Mr.
like,
One.
Mr. One, there you go.
I think
And
that's what
like,
it was.
yeah, and he basically like, dude, he survived stuff that no human could ever survive, man. Like that guy was cut and bruised and broken, and he just kept on keeping on, dude. And like, but he's just so cool, dude. He has like this unbreaking will, you know? And like, he does have haki right now, but it's nothing compared to Luffy's and stuff like that. But still, like, he still like knows how to use it, you know? Like he's just so cool, dude. His aesthetically, he's freaking cool. You know, his choice of weapons, even though it's kind of ridiculous how he wields them, is freaking cool. And like the names he gives his freaking like moves are awesome as hell, dude. Like this guy's just bleeding cool, dude, literally. If it's not him, I would probably say Sanji. I just love Sanji, like his personality with women. He literally has almost died because he's like lost so much blood from seeing women, specifically mermaids.
Dude,
It's just so
he
silly.
almost
It's so
died when he
silly.
saw Boa Hancock. I think he turned to
Oh
stone.
my God. I love how his 2-year time skip trial was specifically running away from trans people, transvestite. Oh, dude. And that's how he learned how to do the skywalk technique. Oh my gosh. So funny, dude. So funny. Like Oda is a master at making characters and just like is he's just so good at it, dude. Sanji's awesome. I love Sanji, dude. So yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's
pretty
my
cool,
answer.
man. Yeah, I
For
mean,
Straw Hat Pirates, that's my
yeah.
answer.
I mean, Straw Hat Pirates wise, I love Zoro and I love Sanji as well. But man, there's just something about Franky that I'm like, yes.
How could I forget about Frankie, bro?
Dude, Franky, when they introduced him, I gotta admit, I thought he was a total like Chad about everything. But then you realize like why he's like that is just, he's just wants to be a fun-loving guy. Doesn't want to really care about too much, but he does love his technology and he loves yeah, he loves building ships. I think one of my favorite moves of his was when he started building a bridge like as a special move in the middle of the, I think it was a Thriller Bark arc.
Remember
Was like, what is this
that.
guy doing? He's just building a bridge like randomly. It's like, where'd he get the plywood? But yeah, it's like Frankie is definitely one of them. Yeah, after that, I would say I'd actually have to go with Sanji as well as my second. I think he has one of the better backstories, even though, I mean, we didn't really expect him to be related to the Vinsmoke family, I think. I mean, it wasn't hinted at too much except for like what 500 chapters beforehand. Like, oh yeah, I grew up in the North Blue, or and we're like, oh, that's cool. It's like for us, we think, well, I don't know how he ended up in the East Blue, but I guess he did somehow. Turns out that's almost impossible.
Yeah,
But
no,
yeah.
they're awesome. All the Straw Hats, I love all the Straw Hats, but I
Yeah.
would say those two for me are, and Frankie, I love Frankie, dude. I love,
Dude.
and we brought this up before, but Frankie and Mr. Pink, Señor Pink,
Dude, their fight.
that was the manliest fight ever, even though none of them actually looked like real men, dude.
Yeah, they was mano a mano. It was a
So
battle
funny.
of who's more hard-boiled.
So funny, dude.
And
Dude, you gotta put, You got to put up a picture of Mr. Pink right now, dude. Like,
Oh
Senor
yeah.
Pink.
Señor Pink, right here.
Dude, please, dude. Senor Pink, we got to give him justice. Just look at that. This godly figure of a man, dude.
It's like, yep. Let me tell you guys, like, we'll get to Señor Pink in a bit, but he has one of the best backstories out of a side character ever.
100%, dude.
Like,
100%.
out of any series, not just One Piece.
Yeah. It's just
Oh,
funny.
man.
It's so silly that it works, dude. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yep. It's like, yep. Totally justified. I totally get why he wears the clothing that he does.
Oh man, it's funny.
But yeah.
If it's not Straw Hats,
Okay. So it could be other crews, Marines, or, just residents of other islands. So basically anybody else who's popped up.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Sabo.
Ooh. Okay.
Sabo.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Dude,
Okay.
he's awesome. So awesome. Love Sabo, dude. Love that guy. His story's sad too, though, dude. Because, like, freaking everyone thought he was dead. And then he didn't even know who he was for the longest time, dude. And then, like, he finally read about Luffy, and he was like, everything came back to him. Like, everything rushed back to him. He's like, oh my gosh, I have two brothers, Ace and Luffy. But, like, at the time, it was already too late. Like, Ace was already dead, you know? Like, or maybe it was when Ace died when he found out, or like he remembered,
Yeah,
but
he
I
was
don't.
reading the newspaper.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, dude, imagine how sad that is, bro. Because like you remembered somebody. You remember basically like your past when somebody that was a significant part of it dies. But you were alive during a period of time where you could have like gone back and be like, "Hey guys, look, I'm alive." Sort of thing, you know? And you missed all these years that wasn't even your fault because you didn't even remember, you know? So, dude, I think honestly, for me, that's like super depressing. Like Sabo, like he was with Dragon the whole time, literally Luffy's dad. Like it's all just like weirdly connected in a way where it's like, holy crap, how did this even happen, dude? But yeah, I love Sabo. I love his like fighting as well. Like he's sick. Even before he had the Metameta no Mi, the freaking fire fruit, whatever it's called in English. Dude, even before that, he was hella strong, dude. Way strong. Who knows how strong that guy is,
Dude,
dude, but
I honestly, when I saw him fight, I was like, dang, his haki's even better than Luffy's. And it's not even close.
dude, he's on an he's got I mean maybe
Like,
ultimately like Luffy is gonna get stronger than him in terms of haki eventually,
yeah.
but Sabo's at a level right now that he's like basically mastered it, you know, like he's controlled it, he knows how what he's
Yeah.
doing, and he's very strong, you know. So
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely. Yeah, Sabo is. Yeah, I did not expect that one, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It was like,
Yeah.
huh. All right,
Yeah.
anybody else who pops up in your mind?
Honestly, like, I don't really there's not I there's so many characters that I love. Like
Yeah.
Law is freaking cool. Freaking just like I don't know, just like random characters. I really like Rebecca as well from
Yeah.
the from Dressrosa. I really like her backstory. Really sad. Her dad is as well. I forgot what his name is. Super sad story, dude. Oh, so sad. But like, they're super awesome. Trying to think. I can't really think of anyone else, but they're awesome. And also, like, pretty much everyone, dude. The show has amazing characters overall. So, what about you, bro?
Oh, okay. So first of all, I actually absolutely like one of my favorite characters is definitely like Law, and Don Quixote Rocinante, Doflamingo's brother.
Corazón.
Yeah.
He was sick.
Corazón. I honestly thought it was kind of weird how he's a little goofy, but man, like you saw that he was actually a genuinely like good person. And to see him be killed off by his brother like that, it was just brutal. And he basically saved the law. Otherwise, I'm sure he would have come out a lot worse. He probably would have become another Doflamingo along the lines. And but yeah, it's like without Corazon, I don't think he I mean that's why Law named the pirate the his pirates the Heart Pirates. Is for him.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I
Yeah.
totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and it's like yeah, I'd say yeah, definitely like Corazon. Law is definitely a good character who has had a lot of development. I think he's definitely underrated because people say, "Oh, Law never has enough stamina to do anything with his devil fruit." It's like, guys, calm down. He doesn't have a stamina problem. The real problem is that he decided to ally with the Straw Hats, who you need a lot of stamina for.
Good point.
It's like, come on, guys. It's like, do you know how many times Law has had to go in and try to save Luffy at this point? It's like, he
Too
even tried
much.
to save him from getting basically kidnapped or imprisoned by Kaido, and look what happened.
Dude, yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh
So it's
yeah.
like, yeah, I think he's, apart from that, yeah, he has one of the most overpowered devil fruits in the entire story. The only ones that I would be more terrified of are basically the ones that Blackbeard has right now. And definitely the magma fruit.
Akainu, yeah,
Yeah.
he's
But yeah, I.
Honorable mentions real quick.
Yes.
Marco
Marco, yeah, definitely.
from the Whitebeard Pirates. Whitebeard himself, Ace, all
Yep.
three of them.
Yep.
They're awesome. I just wanted to say that before I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, let me think. It's like, I guess Navy-wise, I really liked Aokiji.
Oh yeah, dude,
His
he's sick.
lazy justice.
He's cool, dude.
Dude, and he's like, I think people don't give him enough credit. Like, I'm pretty sure he's definitely doing something behind the scenes in order to
Oh
help
yeah.
out either the Revolutionary Army or he's gonna team up with Luffy eventually. I don't know.
Yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know what it's gonna be. Who knows? Maybe he'll throw us another curveball, but it's like we'll see how it goes with the Blackbeard Pirates for now.
Two more people I just remembered.
Yeah.
Garp.
Garp's good.
I like Garp. And then Mihawk.
Yes. I'm always drinking his wine. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's super proper Dracula looking mo effort.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time we definitely saw a character be so extremely overwhelmingly powerful that we actually thought Zoro was gonna die.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on here? It's like, this isn't even a close match at all. Not
Mihawk
even a little
destroyed
bit.
him with a knife.
It was like a little pocket knife. It was like, yay big. Going up against like three like katanas, and we're all like, "What? What kind of skill is this?"
Was so sick, dude. So freaking sick.
Yeah. Oh
Wow.
man. But yeah, I think character-wise is like, I think that's one of the things that Oda's really master of is just creating great characters that you can just maybe if it's not necessarily like you don't empathize with them, you like begin to like you do begin to like care for them eventually, and it's like it feels very Very natural, actually.
Yeah, and maybe not even like fully like care for them, but some
Yeah.
characters you just kind of you feel like you kind of understand them a little better, like Big Mom, for example, right?
Yeah.
Like Big Mom, I still don't agree with her at all, but because of her backstory, I can sympathize with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like I'm
definitely.
kind of like, okay, like she's a nut, you know, but I get it, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, and then another character I want to also honorably mention is Jinbei.
I really hope he's still alive.
Me too. And also Rayleigh.
Yes, really. Oh, man, there's so many
Oh,
people that
and
it's like,
don't forget about Mr. Three, bro.
Wait, Mr. 3 or Mr. 2?
Both of them. Mr. Three was the wax guy, right? And Mr.
Yeah.
Two was
The copy fruit?
was it the ballet guy?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. He was so freaking cool, dude. So freaking cool,
Know,
dude.
he became the new queen of New Kamaland, or what is it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, you know the prison one?
Yeah.
He became the queen of that. Somehow he managed to escape Magellan.
Oh my
He's
gosh, I love it.
just hanging out in the hole.
Oh my gosh.
Became the new boss. We're all like,
Dude,
okay, sure.
that's so awesome. That he deserves that. He deserves that, dude.
Dude, I
He's
really hope they
so
free
awesome.
him from prison eventually.
I hope so too, bro. He was so cool. I love
Like,
that
I really like, that's one of the few things that I want at the end of One Piece. It's just free Bon Clay.
guy. I love
Oh,
that guy. I
man.
love that guy, dude.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, but Mr. 3 is also really funny. But you know who is number one in everybody's hearts? Buggy the Clown.
Who?
Buggy the Clown.
Oh, Buggy the Clown. Freaking troll, freaking useless little butthole dude, that guy. But yeah, like, yeah, he's hilarious. He's lucky as hell, dude. He's got the luck fruit for sure.
Dude, like, it's like Buggy the Clown, the most overly rated pirate in the entire One Piece.
No. He's the second. The first is Usopp. God Usopp.
Yeah, that is true. They did give him the epithet God. I'm like, how does that even happen? It's like, whose idea was it? It's like, how? Why?
Just so funny, dude. I love it. I love
Oh.
how ridiculous it is.
Yeah,
The
you're right.
weakest member, dude.
The weakest member of the entire Straw Hat pirate crew, Usopp, is, I think he has, what, the fifth largest bounty in the crew?
Probably. I forgot. I don't
It's
know.
like, yeah. And they give him the epithet God.
God, Usopp.
God Usopp. Like, I could understand, like, Soga King. Soga King was pretty good. But man, like, it's like after Dressrosa. Dude, Franky almost decided to kill him, too. Like, how do you have a larger bounty than me?
Dude, I know, dude. Freaking, it's just hilarious. It's honestly hilarious. I love it.
Okay. But either way, I think that's enough about the. As you guys can tell, it's like there's so many wonderful characters in One Piece that we can
Oh.
literally. Like, we'll be here for another 3, 4 hours if we had the time just talking about
Dude,
all the
seriously.
characters that we love. I mean,
Seriously, dude.
I think there's at least 3 or 4 new characters per arc that I absolutely adore, but we just don't have the time.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Okay, so moving on. So, favorite arc or saga? So, we've
Oof, that's
had
a good one.
several arcs. I mean, we started with the East Blue slash Romance Dawn. So that included, the introduction to Luffy, Zoro meeting up with Luffy at the One Marine base. They also met Nami and Sanji. There's the Baratie arc all inside of that, where Zoro almost gets killed by Mihawk. And then
Right.
there's the Arlong Park arc, where they basically save Nami's village, and that's the first time that we see Luffy actually have to go all out.
Right.
Or, let's see, I guess the next arc would have been what? The Alabasta?
Oh, that was a good
And
one.
that one had.
With Crocodile.
Yeah, that one's another big one. We also had a Sky Island.
Which almost feels like a filler, honestly.
I thought that too until I got to the very end and I realized not really, because now a lot of stuff that we now know or that
Gosh
we
dang it.
need to know about the One Piece actually comes from there.
Oops. Oh, really? I don't
Yeah, it's
remember
like
this. It's been
because it
so
kind of
long.
introduces more about the Poneglyphs and whatnot, and about the
Right.
ancient kingdom and all that stuff. So I guess, yeah, to some extent, it did feel like a filler arc. But
Right.
yeah, I see what you mean though.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the funniest parts of the whole freaking show happens in that arc, which is when Luffy's fighting, what's Enji? Enjo? What's his name? The
Well,
God of Thunder? Or the lightning guy?
so it depends on how you pronounce it. Technically, I think they in the anime his name is Enel,
Right, okay.
but in the
Yeah,
manga
I
it's
know.
Eneru.
Oh,
So,
interesting.
it's just another one of those weird
But one of
pronunciation issues.
that's one of Luffy's funniest fights because he literally has to turn off his brain. And it's so funny, dude. It's super funny.
It's not like he was using it that much in the first place, so.
That's true. But still, dude, it was really funny. Keep going with the arcs because I'm
I
like
mean,
slowly remembering them.
yeah. Okay, so we had Sky Island. We had a little. What I actually felt like a real filler arc was the stupid Davy back fight. Oh man, that one was just a pain to watch and
Which one?
read. Okay, I thought it was a filler, and then I looked it up and read the manga on it. It's the one where they meet up with this pirate crew, and they challenge them to a Davy back fight, which is where you can steal crew members if you win the games in that fight. Yeah, it totally feels like a filler arc, and not gonna lie, skip it. It's like 15 chapters, but it was the most painful 15 that I had to read.
Dude, I don't remember, honestly.
That's good. I feel happy for you because I wish I didn't.
Yeah, I don't remember at all, dude.
Okay, and then we had the bigger arc. So this one, I guess, could go either way. So Water 7 slash Enies
Okay.
Lobby. I mean, we had a lot of stuff actually happen in the one, that one. Basically, they had to the Going Merry was basically done for.
Oh,
Luffy and
yeah.
Usopp fought.
Yep.
Robin essentially got kidnapped and framed for murder. Or attempted murder. Then they broke into Enies Lobby, which is basically the high court of the world government. Let's see. We got to meet Franky, a new crew member.
Right.
And what's it called? There you got a new ship. And Luffy had it the first. That was the first time we had a transformation in One Piece, was with Luffy getting second and third gear.
Second dog gear.
Gear second.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gear second? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, But yeah, it's like a lot of stuff happened in that one. I'm like, dang, that was definitely one of Luffy's. Luffy had some great fights in that one.
So as of right now, it's either between the Arlong Park one
Okay.
or this one that you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
From what my memory remind like serves me,
Yeah.
it's between these two so far. So far.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what do we have after that? I mean, and they went to the Sabaody Archipelago. They met Silver's Rayleigh.
Oh, right.
They all
Yep.
got their butts handed
That
to
one was
them.
fun. That one
Yeah.
was fun.
They all got their butts handed to them, and that's how we started the Marineford War arc. And we're all like, frick.
Oh,
Oh,
dude.
no, you know
How?
what? I skipped an arc. I skipped an arc. My bad. There was
Dude, that
Thriller
means
Bark in
great.
between that.
Yes.
Yep. That was
That was
definitely one of the
okay.
goofier ones. But
Yeah.
Zoro did get a pretty good sword out of it, so. And we got Brook.
Yes, Shusui and Brook.
I think those were two very fine additions to the crew.
I agree, 100%.
Yep, that was definitely. Yep. And so, yeah, and then there was Marineford and all that stuff, which. Dang! You
I
know?
think that is now
Yeah.
number one from what I'm
Okay.
remembering, because that was
Okay.
amazing.
Yep. And time skip.
Time to skip, Badoo.
Time skip. It's like, and then we had, what's it called? It was Fishman Island.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
Whoa.
I guess they got on, you know, they met back up at Sabaody, but then they immediately went to Fishman Island. Yeah. So that one, I'm not gonna lie, I was really bored with that one.
Oh, really?
Yep. I mean,
Huh.
it was pretty cool, you know, Luffy and everybody got a lot stronger, but it was like, eh, they're not really trying. At
Okay.
least that's how I felt.
Okay.
Although it was pretty cool when Luffy did knock out 50,000 people in an instant.
Yeah, that was super cool.
But apart from that, I was like, meh. I mean, yeah, we did discover one of the other ancient weapons and all that fun stuff, but that's a. Yeah, it's like, eh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, we had. What do we have after that? Punk Hazard. So you get to meet Caesar Clown.
Oh, I actually like Caesar, even though he's a piece of crap.
Such a piece of crap. And, you know, people often forget. It's like, man, why are they so mean to Caesar? It's like, guys, go back, watch it again, watch Punk Hazard again, or read it. And you'll know why they treat him so poorly.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He did some
Like,
horrible stuff
really bad stuff, guys.
for a really long time.
Yeah. So it's like, if people always ask us, like, why are they so mean to him? It's like, guys, please tell me you watched or read that part, because it's like, yeah. So yeah, Punk Hazard was pretty cool. It was also the first time we got to meet the Samurai of Wano.
Oh, right,
Yeah.
yeah.
And they got their. Let's see, did they go to. Then they went to Dressrosa after that, didn't they? Mean, they teamed up with Law and Punk Hazard as well. They went to Dressrosa, but at that point the crew split.
Right.
Because one went to Zunisha, the
What?
elephant. The
Oh, is
elephant
that why they
island.
split?
Well, technically, Zunisha is Japanese for elephant.
No. Isn't it Zo?
Oh, yeah, Zo. Dub. Yeah, you're right. That's Zunisha's the name of the elephant.
I thought it was Zo.
Yeah, it is Zo.
Oh.
Zo is the name of the island, but
Oh, okay.
Zunisha himself is, that's his actual name.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah,
Okay.
you're right. It
Well,
is Zo, because Zo is
right.
Japanese for elephant.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Let me say this though before we move on. Dressrosa is probably either tied with Marineford or second place. I really, really like that arc a lot. I
It
liked
was
it a lot.
really long.
Yeah, it was super long, but I think it was really,
Oh
really
man.
cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, there's a lot of good arcs.
It was really sad, dude. Like freaking the what's his name? Kratos?
Yeah,
Kratos?
that's
Who
what
was
it
the
was. Or I think that's what it was, or something. Sounds something like that.
Yeah, dude, but him and like his daughter, dude. Oh, it was so sad, bro.
Oh man, it's like then you realize how, actually I changed my mind. The most terrifying devil fruit is definitely the Hobby Hobby fruit.
Oh, the little girl's fruit?
Yeah, the one that if she
Holy.
touches you, you turn into a toy.
Dude, terrifying.
It's
Terrifying,
like,
bro.
dude, it's like
Especially
that's.
because it's OP because people forget about you.
They don't know who you are.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrifying. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
it's
definitely
like
never mind. It's like forget all the rest of the devil fruits. That one's the worst one to go up against.
dude, it's like
It doesn't even
it's
matter how
oh.
strong you are.
I just think about like being the father of Rebecca, dude, or like all the kids, you know, that like forgot their parents, you know, and like the toys have to live with that, and like they can't do anything about it, dude. It's like, oh my gosh, dude. For me, it's so depressing, bro. It's so depressing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But also because that the Olympic tournament that they did introduced a lot of super cool characters, dude. I liked a lot of the guys in the tournament.
Oh yeah, like Dong Qinzhao.
I love that guy. He was
Have
cool. He
a
was super
grudge
cool.
against Garp for how long? Like 20 something years.
Yeah.
And then Luffy just fixes his head for him. That
So
was definitely one of the most stupid fights I think I saw, but the one that I enjoyed the most.
dude, so funny, dude. I loved it. I
Oh
love it.
man. And then
I
the
love
yeah,
it.
there was Dressrosa was so long. I mean,
Oh, and dude, let's not
oh
forget
man,
Luffy's number one fan.
dude, Bartolomeo.
The chicken guy, yeah, Bartolomeo.
Dude, his devil fruit's so overpowered too, but
Dude.
it's not scary, it's just overpowered.
Well, I thought it was funny because it was the classic situation of like, I don't know if you like in video games when like you face a boss and they're like super OP, and then the boss joins you and they're like pansy. It's like a pansy version of the boss.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I see Bartolomeo because he was like one of the strongest freaking guys in that tournament, and then he joins Luffy, and then he like, I swear he got like downgraded, dude, almost. Like,
Yeah.
I was just like, what the heck? This guy was like so OP. What the heck happened?
Yeah, I
But
know. Dude, like, spoilers, but what's it called? So somebody else had obviously had Bartolomeo's devil fruit beforehand,
oh.
and they were in Wano. They were living in Wano, and they're kind of important to the story, but the interesting thing is this. Odin tried to cut down the barrier made by the Baribari no Mi, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't cut it. And that's Odin, like, swinging at his hardest.
Dude, that's crazy.
So that's why I'm like, oh, that devil fruit is much stronger than we initially thought.
Dude, holy crap. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, by the way, you like keep freezing, dude. I don't know.
Dude, you do every now and then as well.
That's weird. Hopefully, maybe it's because I'm like laying on the ground. Sorry.
It's all good. But let me think. Dude, after Dressrosa, what, they went to Zo. They found out
Which was
more about
also a
the.
great arc.
They had to find out more about Poneglyphs after that. I
Right.
mean, you got to meet an actual ninja, which every single guy was excited for.
Oh, that was awesome.
And you also got to meet Nekomamushi and Uni
Right.
Urashi. So they were pretty cool. Let me think. You also figured out that Momonosuke actually has the voice of all things as well.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
So that means he's
Dude, and
just like his dad in that aspect.
let's not forget about Pedro, dude. Shout out to Pedro.
Yeah, because then we had Whole Cake Island. They did my man dirty on that one, man.
Did him dirty, dude, but he sure did freaking, he helped out doing that.
Yeah, Pedro. Yeah, Pedro's dead. Okay, guys, he's dead. There ain't no coming back from what he did. Yeah,
Yeah.
like he even managed to injure, heavily injure one of Big Mom's kids, who's one of the stronger guys too. Oh man, yeah, it's like yeah, there's no coming back from that. That one's like, nope, I don't see this coming out any other way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he messed him up good, thank goodness, dude, 'cause he was
Yeah.
OP too.
Yep. And then let me think. Well, so we had Whole Cake Island. They rescued Sanji. Woo! Now we're in
Yeah.
Wano, which is not over yet, so. Oh man, this is. I don't know which one to go with, to be honest. There's so
Bro,
many great arcs.
let me give a shout out real quick. I don't even remember if it's a legit arc or not, but when Luffy is on the Amazon Island,
That's a legit arc.
it was funny, dude. It was so funny. Most because they've never seen a guy before, and it was funny too because I still remember this part where that girl like finds him and he's got all these like mushrooms growing on him, and she's pulling
Yes.
them all off. She's pulling them off, and then there's that one that it doesn't show, that doesn't come off, and then Luffy wakes up and he's like, "Hey, that's not a mushroom." And he says like. I forget what he says, but he's like, that's like my family jewel or whatever. I don't know what he refers
Yeah,
to.
so he said he called it a sack full of gold, two golden balls. And they were like, "Can you open it and show it to us?" Like, "No, I'm gonna die if I do that."
So funny, dude. I love
To which I'm
it. I
like, "Oh
remember
my
that.
gosh, what a goof."
Oh man, I love it, dude. It was so funny. So funny.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think. Oh man, it's like okay. So definitely, I'm actually gonna have to go with Arlong Park. Definitely, I think
Okay.
that was the point where I could actually say that I was into One Piece.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, like it was definitely that arc where I was like, yes, I'm gonna stick with this. Just because of how many emotions we're going through, it's like, and then just Luffy saying, "I am gonna help you," basically, to
Yeah.
Nami. Apart from that, the other arc I would say is definitely the, yeah, Water 7. Dang, so much was going on in that one. Like, yeah, it's like I'm trying to think. It's like there's a lot of stuff, and it's like I tried to explain just that arc to my sister and. And she got lost because of how many moving parts were going all on at the same time. It's like, yeah, it's just, there's so much going on. It's like you have so many big emotional moments.
Yeah.
And then you get Robin's backstory, which is one of the worst ones in definitely the entire
Tragic.
series.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. But yeah, definitely though. And then I also did enjoy the chapters where they give Señor Pink his backstory. Not necessarily an arc, but Oda did that because somebody asked him, it's like, what's up with Señor Pink? Like, just no, Oda, no. It's like, I was like, oh, really? We're doing this now. It's like, he was like, all right, I'm gonna give you guys his backstory just because I'm a little bothered by this, that nobody gives Señor Pink respect.
So funny.
Well, he gave Señor Pink the best respect you're ever gonna get of man.
100%.
Yeah, like, I mean, this is one of those ones that you honestly have to see it and read it to believe it. And guys, so I'm not gonna spoil this one because you guys just gotta go out there and just read it because it's just such a big emotional moment that I couldn't even believe Oda gave him that much attention just to
Right.
prove a point.
Yeah.
It's like things aren't always what they look.
It's true. It's
Here's
true.
another picture of Señor Pink for you guys.
This is how amazing he is. He gets two pictures during this podcast episode.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think those are just some of the best moments in those arcs. It's like
Right.
just so much stuff goes on in
Okay.
this entire story. There's always a lot of cogs turning and whatnot.
Right. So would you say Arlong Park 1 and then Water 7 is the second one, or is it like they're both on the same tier sort of thing?
I'd say I like them both equally, definitely.
Okay. Any
Yeah.
other ones?
Oh, I mean, they're all pretty good, but yeah, I'd say those ones are for sure my two favorites. And
Okay.
Wano is looking like it's going to be another one of those great ones.
I
But
agree.
it's not
I
over
agree.
yet, so I can't,
Right.
throw it in there as well.
Yeah, maybe
But
we'll do like
otherwise, yeah.
a review update of Wano when it's over.
Yeah. And then I think even Oda said that Wano is gonna make, like, the battle at the end of Wano is gonna make the Marineford War Arc look cute.
Oh,
It's
wow.
like, oh, dang.
That's awesome.
But don't
That's
quote me on
awesome.
that, guys, but that's what I was reading.
Right.
Somebody was saying, I was like, I'm definitely gonna have to look this up later, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, I would go, I probably thinking about it a little bit more, I'd probably go Marineford number one and then
Okay.
Dressrosa number two. Because Marineford, it was just so emotional. There's so many amazing characters that were involved. So many like powerful like characters, like so many awesome displays of like just powerhouses from like Mihawk's attacks to like even Garp just like throwing cannonballs, like freaking Ace and Luffy fighting together, like freaking just even Sengoku, like just it was just everything. Like it was just it was, war was awesome. Awesome, crazy, just it was awesome. And then like Luffy's like awakening of like his conqueror's haki, like you know everyone realizing that he's gonna be like an incredible threat. Like the whole arc, you know, the whole battle was like, oh man, it was so sick. Just freaking Doflamingo's display of power, like terrifying. You know, they like made him to be like this, like, you know, basically like end game boss level sort of like character. Like, dude, when they went to Dressrosa, I was like, I can't believe they're already gonna face Doflamingo. Like, I couldn't even believe it. He was, for me, he was so powerful that I was like, oh my gosh, like, how are they gonna do this, you know?
All right, I think I'm in the camp when it comes to Doflamingo that Luffy basically got super lucky in that fight. And the only reason he won was because he had Law there to help him.
Yes, I was gonna talk about this
Yeah.
when I talk about Dressrosa. But
Yeah.
Dressrosa, like I said, is either probably the same, like maybe just a little below Marineford, but because of so many awesome like parts to it, and that's one of them. Like Luffy and Law's fight with Doflamingo was awesome, super awesome. Like their chemistry, you know, like their combos, their way of like trying to outsmart Doflamingo. Super sick, dude. Just super, super cool. And then freaking yeah, like the characters that were introduced in that one too. Like, I don't know, dude. It's just awesome. Super awesome. Loved
Yeah.
it. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Oh man, yeah. It's like, dang, that takes me back on a lot of these ones, actually.
For real.
Man, let me think. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that I love about One Piece, I mean, I've been going on for about 1 hour 20 minutes now,
Okay.
and so, but one of the things that I like is that, you know, it's never at a standstill. Like, it's not just the main character, but there is a world going on behind it. Like, in another video, somebody mentioned it's like how well the what's it called, the time skip was handled in One Piece as compared to like a Naruto, where it's
Hundred
like
percent.
nothing happened in the Naruto time skip. They basically just waited for Naruto to get a little bit stronger. But in One Piece, you have stuff like, it's like, oh hey, it's like Akainu's the new fleet admiral, Aokiji's gone. You have Green Bull and Fujitora as the new admirals as well. I mean, Shanks was making moves across the world as well. Blackbeard was basically took over all of Whitebeard's territory. It's like, man, things were going on. It's like the world didn't come to a standstill because the main cast was gone. Things still carried on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like that's, yeah, it's like stuff was still going on despite, you know, not having everybody there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point because basically, like, I think, dude, I don't know how this guy does it. Oda, I do not know how this guy does it. But he just literally like, yeah, I don't know, dude. He like gives so much importance to all the other characters, all the other things, events, like everything that happens in the whole show. And like that's the thing, we've talked about this. He knows how to like bring characters back. He knows how to make them relevant. He knows how to like not forget about them or like, you know, power them up like seasons later or like bring them back in a way like that they're legit again, you know? Like it's just like even just the example of the C3POs, CPOs or whatever.
Oh yeah, CP0, or
CP0. When they show up again in the Reverie, like and they're like way stronger. Like that was sick. That was sick. And so
yeah.
just like yeah, dude. It Just this guy's a genius at storytelling. Just a genius, dude.
Yeah, it's one of the best stories I think we're ever gonna get in our time. And
Agree.
it's not over yet.
Nope.
But man, does he have our attention. And I think whatever ending he comes up with, we'll all be happy at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think we can all agree the One Piece will be found. We don't know what the hell it's gonna be, but it's gonna be something.
Someday.
Luffy's gonna be the Pirate King. And yeah, we're gonna see a bunch of other great things happen, I'm sure. But I think
Yeah.
those are the two big ones that we can definitely for sure will more than likely happen.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like One Piece is just one of those big influential ones where it's like, Even the writer for My Hero Academia, he even said, yeah, like when I was a little kid, I was reading One Piece. I even sent in fan art that got posted in one of the volumes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is like, it's like all those, there's a lot of those writers that are writing right now, a lot of our favorite manga series, they were reading One Piece.
That's
That's,
so cool.
it's like, a lot of them is like, we talk about the influences, like, after Dragon Ball ended, the next, we had our next generation, I guess you could say, of anime and manga. And, you had your One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach, just like always. And One Piece is the only one who's been able to stand the test of time. Bleach got canceled, basically. Naruto was not good after the time skip.
Nope.
Nah, I mean, there's some good aspects.
The guy just got burnt out, basically.
Yeah, he
That's how
got
I
burnt
see
out
it.
bad. And I think if they would have ended it with a fight with Madara, we would have been okay. But he just had to push it just that little bit further, and we were like, oh no.
I agree.
It's like, and Bleach, yeah, it was just one of those ones where you like you would have hoped for better, but the guy also got burnt out. It's a hard career, guys. It's a hard career to be a manga writer.
Incredibly difficult. That's why I have so much respect for Oda, dude. He's still doing it, and he's still doing an amazing job.
Because it's the only like long-running series that can still pump out one chapter a week on average. I mean, you have all these other great series where they were pumping them out on a very consistent basis. Everything from like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, you had your Berserks, you had Hunter x Hunter, and all these other great ones. And the manga artists just got burnt out. That or they had to switch to a different format where they were allowed to just do one a month, one chapter a month. Yeah, that's just like, I mean, it sucks because then we have to wait longer. But it's like, but at the same time, you feel bad for the guys. It's like, dang. And it's like, it just amazes me that Oda's been able to keep this going for so long.
See, it's same here, man.
Dude, yeah.
He's got a superpower for sure.
Yeah, there's so many more things we could talk about, guys, but I'm tired. It looks like Brian's getting tired. It's time for bed.
Yeah, dude. I just have one more question, though.
Okay, shoot it.
Best girl.
Well, isn't that obvious? It's obviously not me. Followed closely behind by Robin.
See,
And then, okay.
I think it's like, let me see. I think you're right. I think Nami's number one. But then you got like Vivian, for example.
Yeah,
And then you
she's
got,
pretty great, actually, yeah.
and for me, I love Rebecca, dude. Cutie patootie.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, I'd say Rebecca's definitely my number three on there.
Yeah, so
Yeah, I
I'd
mean,
probably go
there's.
Nami, Rebecca, and then maybe Robin or Vivian, something like that. But
Yeah, that's some pretty good. They're. That's the thing about One Piece. They also have useful women. Like
yes.
Naruto. Sorry, guys. I mean, I love Naruto, but sometimes it's like Sakura's gotten on my nerves so much in the past that I just can't.
Everyone hates her. Everyone hates her. Don't worry.
Like, I really can't understand why people even like her. Like, the people who do, I'm like, did somebody drop you on your head when you were a child?
Multiple times.
Yes. And then forgot to take you to the doctor's afterwards.
Yeah, dude. Horrible.
Yes, it's like, oh, she was such a bad character that I'm like, oh, Naruto would have been so much better without her.
Yeah. For real, dude.
It's like, just
But
make me Hinata the new Sakura, and then we could have all just either way. Enough about that. It was just bad.
yeah. But
Like,
maybe we can do sometime like a part two of this.
we're
But
gonna have to, you guys. It's like, we have a lot more that we could talk about.
honestly, yeah.
But I am. It's sleepy time.
Sleepy time for me too.
Yeah, gotta go do stuff tomorrow. Have to go pick up my
Yes.
sister from the airport, so.
There you go. There you go. Technically, it's already tomorrow, but for us at least. But yeah, so yeah, hopefully you guys like this episode of Sugoi Anime Season 2, Episode 3, One Piece. If you like it, share it. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and then next time I think we're gonna. Yeah, next time we might do a part two, or we might end up doing maybe a quick overview of My Hero Academia again, since we have the movie coming out in the US. The
All
second
right.
movie, guys, that we get, which is actually kind of amazing when you really think about it.
I
It's like,
agree.
man, these guys are pumping out movies this quickly, but yeah, either way. This has been fun. You guys have been great, as always. So, like Brian
Thank
said,
you.
like, comment, subscribe. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.